Welcome to High Plains Update. As part of our community outreach commitment here at KENW Public Radio Network, we bring you High Plains Update with features on people, news, and events of interest to our communities in eastern New Mexico and West Texas. This is Janet Lynn. Thank you for joining us today. And today I'm very honored to have in the studio here in Portales with me, Scotty Savage of Portales, and we're here to talk breast cancer awareness for the month of October. And Scotty, it's an honor to have you here with us because I know you've survived breast cancer twice and you really have a compelling message to share with women and with families. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Janet. It's my pleasure.
Well, as I mentioned, I've known you for quite some time, and so I know that you've fought the good fight and have survived breast cancer twice. I remember even doing a run in your honor for breast cancer awareness with one of your sons and some of our friends. Tell us about when you were first diagnosed and then the reoccurrence.
Well, Janet, I was first diagnosed in 2001, and I went in thinking I had a lump on one side, and as it turned out, I had a very small lump on the other side. I was about in my early 50s. Then again, I was diagnosed in 2010, and I just went in for a routine mammogram when that one was discovered.
Well, tell me, I know, you know, we read a lot about when we should go for mammograms, how we should be checked, that sort of thing. But sometimes it takes meeting someone like you or having someone that we know to actually prompt us to do it. You have mentioned to me before that you have a family history. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, Janet. My grandmother on my mother's side produced down in her line 14 women who had breast cancer on the right side.
Wow.
And I was not one of those women who went in for a routine mammogram. I hated them, and I felt like if I ignored it and didn't get checked, that I would never have it. And that was a really, really foolish road to take.
You know, I think, though, that a lot of us think that, even though we may know that it's foolish, we think if we don't know, it won't happen to us. But tell us from your experience, what would you say to women and to families? What is your most urgent message to them, not only for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but really all year?
My most urgent message is for a woman to check herself the same time every month, and if she sees anything or feels anything different, to go have it seen. And then it's so important to have that yearly mammogram. Breast cancer is a very fearful thing, and you don't want to be diagnosed when it's too late, because I am a walking testimony that when you catch it early, you can live through it.
Yes, you certainly are. And I imagine, I know your family, and I know you have a lot of family support, a lot of support from friends. How has that made a difference too in your surviving breast cancer twice and your recovery?
Oh, Janet, I couldn't have done without the prayers and love of my family and all of my friends. It was just what made it bearable and what helped me to get through the whole thing. And more important, my husband and my kids, they needed that love and support that we received.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of times, you know, people talk about breast cancer as a women's issue. But of course, for example, I love seeing that the NFL is behind breast cancer awareness. I was at Cowboys Stadium this past weekend to watch the Broncos.
Yes, I
that
hate
is.
You.
Did I mention the Broncos? No.
No, Cowboys.
But in all seriousness, I like seeing organizations like that promote it, because it helps us see, as you said, that it's not just a women's issue. It's an issue that affects our families, husbands, boyfriends, family, children.
Yes, I think that it's really, really neat to see a bunch of tough men out there in all of their pink. And I think that that makes a really good, strong story and a good, strong reminder that it is not just a women's issue. It's a family issue.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to share just briefly with our listeners?
As hard as it is, Janet, to be diagnosed with a big C, you still have to go through it. because you can come out the other side victorious.
I like that. There's always hope, and you're living proof. Scotty Savage, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your very important firsthand information about breast cancer awareness. Thank you for listening to this edition of High Plains Update here on the High Plains of Eastern New Mexico and West Texas. This is Janet Lynn inviting you to join us again next time for High Plains Update, a weekly presentation on the KENW Public Radio Network.